First up, though, the Securities and Exchange Commission is warning federal employees of a scam targeting Thrift Savings Plan participants. The agency is bringing an enforcement action against a consulting group that pretended to be affiliated with the federal government and the TSP. The company tried to convince TSP participants to roll over funds from their accounts into another annuity option with higher fees. Owen Donnelly is chief counsel for the Office of Investor Education and Advocacy for the SEC. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco what federal employees should look for to avoid similar scams in the future.
I can't comment on pending litigation, but what I can tell you is we issued this alert to warn the more than 5 million thrift saving plans or TSP participants, as well as investors in other federal government employee retirement plans, that they can be potential targets of fraudsters. And the essential point is that if someone reaches out to them and offers them an investment opportunity claiming to be affiliated with the federal government or even claims to be an employee of the federal government, that the investor needs to be very skeptical.
Yeah, and there are usually, you know, signs, different things that you can look for to make sure that, one, this is the federal government that's contacting you, and two, they're contacting you with good intentions in mind for the reasons that you want them to. What are some things that people should look for to make sure that they actually know who it is that they're speaking to?
Well, the first thing to know is that a federal agency, including the TSP, will not reach out to you unsolicited to sell you an investment. So if you receive a communication, whether it be a phone call or an email or a text saying, hey, I'm from the government and I have a product for you, that's a real red flag that something's wrong. The best thing an employee can do when they receive a communication that concerns an investment is to make sure they know exactly who they're dealing with. And the easiest way to do that is to reach directly out to the agency. For example, to go to the TSP website. If someone purports to be from the SEC, to go to the SEC website. Often these unsolicited investment opportunities are the ones that are the ones employees need to be most skeptical of.
What can you tell us about what your office specifically is looking for when you think you might have something like this here? Like, what exactly is it that you specifically are looking for in trying to determine that, yes, this could do some harm to a group of people like federal employees or someone else?
Well, the first thing to find out, I mean, that we're interested in, is this legitimate? And there are a lot of sort of easy red flags. For example, the TSP, or no federal agency that I'm aware, is going to reach out to you to ask you information like sensitive information such as an account number or your social security or password. So the type of information we want to make sure people know is that the account holders should not be giving that information out. They should be incredibly skeptical if someone reaches out to them to find that information. And then relatedly, no one from the TSP or any other federal government agency is going to reach out and pitch someone a so-called investment opportunity. And there are third parties that provide counseling or investment-related services, but it's also important to note that the TSP nor the SEC or any other agency endorses or participates in those services. So, the main thing for employees to know is that an unsolicited communication about a so-called investment is just inherently suspect.
Have you all noticed more of these scams or more of these situations? Have more of them been coming up in recent years? I feel like federal employees, you know, this isn't the first time that they've heard about something like this that impacts them directly.
That's right. I mean, I don't think there's any hard data on the number of scams like this increasing, but I can tell you we regularly hear of such conduct. Within the last couple of years, I know my office in particular has put out warnings of false government impersonators. We regularly see what we call affinity fraud, that is fraud targeting particular groups, and that may be a religious community, that may be we saw fraud targeting the deaf community in the Midwest. We see fraud even targeting the military, and this is just another example of that. Every year we see fraud targeting different groups, including groups like this. I mean, the important thing to remember, and this certainly goes for federal employees, is that fraudsters chase money. Federal employees, many of them have TSP accounts. For many of them, that's their primary retirement accounts, and it should not surprise us that these federal employees may become targets because it's pretty clear that there's money there.
We're speaking with Owen Donnelly. He's the chief counsel for the Office of Investor Education and Advocacy at the SEC. We hear often about, you know, situations like this, fraud scams, things coming out of the IRS, for example, or even, you know, phishing schemes. Like when you're it does seem like the education is getting better to prevent you from clicking or from signing up for these kinds of things. But is that something that you're noticing?
Yeah, Nicole, it's a really good point. I mean, technology changes a lot of these things, as I'm sure you've received and most listeners have received email scams in the 90s. And those were just spam started, and it continues because it does occasionally work. What concerns me right now is some of this is moving to social media, where if people are not careful with their privacy settings, for example, fraudsters can learn things about, you know, their interests, where they live. This is the type of information that these fraudsters will use to lure an investor into giving them sensitive account information. What concerns me the most right now is, you know, one of the fastest group moving to social media are older Americans. Older Americans who could be potentially physically isolated, who are using the internet and social to engage. If folks aren't careful with their privacy settings, criminals learn a lot of information about them. We actually, on our website, investor.gov, we have a good bit of content for older Americans, for retirees, about using social media, and especially about how to invest wisely at all stages of their career, but most importantly, to avoid fraud.
You know, many federal employees that we talk to, they are looking for some sort of outside guidance, someone that can help them make these what can often be complicated decisions, especially about their retirement. Owen, is there anything else that you might want to mention here? Anything that you think we might be leaving out in discussing all of this?
Absolutely. So whenever anyone is considering using a financial professional, and that is a decision, that's an important decision to make, and on our website, investor.gov, we have a number of things to consider as you make the decision. But the most important thing is to make sure that the person with whom you're working is licensed and registered. A huge portion of retail-facing investment fraud in the United States, a big portion of our cases, a big portion of cases that the states bring, are cases involving fraud where a person who is not licensed and registered committed the offense. And if you go to our website, you can access the databases to find out if the person's licensed. So as federal employees and retirees are thinking about other investment opportunities, they should absolutely make sure the person is licensed and registered. And beyond that, a really important consideration, especially as people approach retirement, is to make sure they understand the investment opportunity. Some investment opportunities are not meant for short-term investing. Some investment opportunities have charges and surrender fees if they're used in the first couple years. Retirees need to be aware of those type of issues. But a good financial professional can help guide a person through the decision-making process, but making sure they're licensed and registered and knowing a little bit about their background is always a good first step.